And Lewis knocked him out in 126 seconds. And Schmeling, Hitler pulled, they pulled all the fucking wires so Hitler couldn't hear it. It was about a year later he knocked Schmeling out infamously. Schmeling was paralysed from the waist down for 6 months. His kidneys were very badly injured and he was put down about 8 times. He was fucking murdered by Lewis. It was the West versus Hitler. Yeah. And I'd mentioned that earlier. And I said that Lewis therefore was on this programme, etc. And they Hattersley said, there, Brian's confirmed it all, etc., etc., etc. I said, yes, there was a burial and he'd been in hospital for many years. And who paid for it? And Hattersley said, it's obvious, Muhammad Ali. I said, no, Max Schmeling. What? I said, that's what you don't understand, do you, Mr. Hattersley? Schmeling paid for his hospital fees. And Hay paid for his burial in Arlington Cemetery. Max Schmeling. And Schmeling spent 8 months in hospital after he fought Lewis. Wow. I said, that fucking boxing. Try and fucking work that out, I said to him. There was silence everywhere and they're all cheering the boxers. That's boxing. You don't know what it's like to go in a red corner. You don't know what it's like to go into a blue corner. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what the courage that is required. How many times has he, Cooper, wanted to turn round and go home to his wife when he's seen what's in front of him in the ring? No, but how does he pay for his hospital bills? Mm-hmm. Multi-millionaire big businessman, Max Schmeling. He took care of fucking Lewis. And that's what, you know, when you see some great heavyweight meet some other great heavyweight, you know what I mean, they embrace. There's no violence. If you want to find fucking violence, go to the House of Commons. Yeah, cool. If you want fucking, that's, they're the cunts who blow our fucking world up.